Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you what's Carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
That was Professor Longhair welcoming to our Mardi Gras celebration here at Deviant Legion. This is Carl. Thank you very much for joining us. We're doing this in the morning because we're going to actually be celebrating Mardi Gras with some etouffee and some spinach madeleine and king cake tonight at Rachel's. So we're getting ready for that. So that was Professor Longhair. New Orleans pianist and very much influential on Dr. John and James Booker, who you both hear today. But I thought we would start first with a little bit of history. And going back to the early 1900s, we have Buddy Bolden's Blues, who is Buddy Bolden, also known as King Bolden. His band was at its peak in New Orleans from 1900 to 1907. He recorded on the Brunswick label. I never had any 78s by him, but I've gotten to know him. He also was very influential on various other people. We're going to be following up with Joe Oliver, or King Oliver, as he was called, who was a more modern contemporary of Bolden. And we're going to start with Buddy Bolden's Blues. And so here we go with Buddy Bolden's Blues. Thank you.
somebody bold and say, you're nasty, you're dirty, take it away, you terrible, you awful, take it away. I thought I heard him say, Father blows and shouts, open up that window and let that bad heart. Open up that window and let the bad heart. I thought I heard him shout. I thought I heard Judge Fogerty say, give me 30 days on the market. Oh my chicken, how we? Give me a good broom to sweep it and take him away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Frankie Dawson shout, give me that money, God, or I'll take it away. Give me that money, honey, or take it away. I thought I heard him say.
Buddy Bolden with Buddy Bolden Blues. Now, the one thing about jazz, previous to this, basically the string section would be a dance orchestra. But it was Buddy Bolden who brought out, he was a trumpet player, cornet player, and the clarinet, he brought out the wind instruments to front. So following him is King Oliver, who was more present in the late teens to the 20s and into the early 30s, and this is all, of course, in New Orleans. And we're going to hear King Oliver and Sugarfoot Stump, also a cornetist. Thank you. that is Buddy Bolden. No, no, that's King Oliver. Good Lord. Read your damn notes, Carl. Okay, so sorry about that. You'll notice that that is a much more up-tempo than the Buddy Bolden. So we talk about instrumentalists from New Orleans, and one of the big ones stylistically are brass bands. And TC, who began this series, was a big fan of brass bands in the swing era and such. And one of his favorites was the Dirty Dozen Jazz Band. This is from 2014, I believe. And we're going to be doing a song called, well, you'll know it when you hear it. Okay, just think cartoons, people. And you'll hear a lot of other tunes in this, too. I'm not going to tell you the name of it. So here we go. The Dirty Dozen Jazz Band doing Meet the Flintstones and lots of other songs along with that. So we're going to move back a little bit and talk about another instrumentalist, Pete Fountain, clarinetist, born 1930 and died not too long ago in 2016. Was very popular in the late 50s and early 60s into the 70s. The one thing about Pete that I've always found very interesting is that he was born with respiratory problems. The doctor suggested that he start a musical instrument, and that would be clarinet. And he became a very, very famous clarinetist, one of my parents' favorite musicians. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a song, Do You Know What It Means? To Miss New Orleans. This is Pete Fountain. That was Pete Fountain, such a lovely song and sweet-natured. So you get to hear different sides of what New Orleans can do to you. So we're going to move to church now. And we're going to talk about Mahalia Jackson, one of the greatest gospel singers of all time. My grandma had several records of Mahalia Jackson. I remember listening to him like that voice, seriously. He was heavily influenced by composer Thomas Dorsey, who did Precious Lord in a number of songs, and also blues singer Bessie Smith, and she combined the two and with Pye Churches. Her first big hit was Move On Up a Little Higher in 1947, and from there on in, she was one of the premier singers. That particular single sold over 2 million records. What we're going to listen to is a rendition of a song called Trouble of the World. This is actually from a film called Imitation of Life, directed by Douglas Sirk, and she sings at the funeral of one of the main characters, black character, in the film. And it's a wonderful, wonderful song, and so we're going to listen to it. This is Trouble of the World. by Mahalia Jackson.
Soon I will be done. Trouble of a world, oh, trouble of the world. Trouble, Lord, of the world. Out sooner we'll be done. Trouble, Lord, of the world. I'm going home to live with God no more. Weeping out. No more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing. I'm going home to live with my Lord, sooner will be done. My trouble of this world, oh, my trouble in this world, love and trouble, hell this world, Lord, how sooner will be done. To trouble of this world,
Lord, that voice is just amazing. You know, definitely listen to some Mahalia. You'll get the spirit, folks. No question about it. So we're going to move on to two artists right now. They're not as well known as singers or performers, but they were. But more importantly, they wrote songs for other artists. They produced records. The first one we're going to talk about is Dave Bartholomew, who was one of the main people behind Imperial Records, which is out in New Orleans. And what you're going to listen to now is the first recording ever from 1952 of a song later done by Chuck Berry in the 70s. And that's how I got to know the song. But this is the original, and yes, it's a dirty song. So we go from gospel to risque. And, of course, this is the incomparable My Ding-a-Ling.
With my ding-a-ling. child, she lived next door. I like to play with her yo-yo. She likes to play with my yo-yo string, but she will not play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the cutest thing. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When
and Dave Bartholomew with My Ding-a-Ling. Now, between Dave and our next person that I'm going to put a spotlight on, that would be Alan Toussaint. And Alan Toussaint, the reason I got to know him is we're doing a song called Yes We Can Can, which, of course, was made famous on their debut album of the Pointer Sisters. And I had that album, and we've actually played a couple of songs when I did a jazz show with TC not too long ago. But that album was produced by Alan Toussaint. That's how I got to know the name. And he wrote so many songs. And one of the premier songs off that album is Yes We Can Can, which he wrote. Now, we're doing a 2006 benefit where right before he died, where he's singing. And if you listen carefully, it's the last appearance of the Pointer Sisters in the background. This is Alan Toussaint's version of Yes, We Can Can.
Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And due respect to the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it. Work it out.
Oh, yes, we can, and no, we can, yes, we can.
Great song. Great song. And if you ain't chair dancing to that, something's wrong. Now, talking about chair dancing, we're going to go back to the early 50s with Henry Allen, or Henry Red Allen. And we're going to do a song called Get the Mop. You might know this under another name. And that would be Rag Mop. So here we go. And by the way, produced by Dave Bartholomew. So here you go. Get the Mop by Henry Red Allen. Well. Otherwise known as Get the Mop, the original version. So we moved back in time, and I had forgotten to put someone in there at the beginning. And so we got to talk a little bit about Jelly Roll Morton, whose dates are from 1890 to 1941. He was a jazz pianist. He was of Creole descent, and he was one of the major musicians in the 30s and 40s. Who transferred jazz into what we basically just heard, okay, with Henry Red Allen, because Red Allen came a little later. So, and actually Allen was in Jelly Roll Morton's band. So we're going to go back to Jelly Roll Morton, and this is Black Bottom Stomp. And here we go. Thank you. Yes, by Jelly Roll Morton. Boy, again, another mover. Lots of dance tunes. And you know, the 20s and 30s, the jazz age, just a wonderful period of time for music. So check it out if you can. So we're going to move from Jelly Roll Morton to new music. Okay, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit. We've got two groups that are of a different style. The first one is Suicide Boys, who we're going to listen to now, which is hip-hop. Both of these songs, this and one that I'll do later, which is a heavy metal tune, are reactions to Hurricane Katrina. And very interesting. And even if this is hip-hop, you can hear some of the New Orleans stylism bleeding through. One of the interesting things about this tune is that it's not just rap. There is melody to it. There's a lot of things going on here. And this is a group I'm going to listen to more. This is Suicide Boys. This is in after the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And this is called Not Even Ghosts Are This Empty.
I'll tell you a secret, something they don't teach you in your temple. Gods envy us. They envy us because we're mortal, because any moment might be our last. Everything's more beautiful because we're dead.
Oh, man.
And I ever get your mama, then my love is mama, the past is bleeding. I try and I try to escape my young life, as if I should come and bleed. And jump at the top of the tree, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm a tree. Back into the hole, then I try to climb out, then I jump into some stuff to feed. I'm taking the sex, taking the drugs, drilling my devil, but maybe you love, I don't care what you're thinking. I don't give a fuck, I'm still out there shining as bright as the sun. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough.
And that was, sorry about that, that was Suicide Boys, Not Even Ghosts. And what we're going to do now is we're going to move on to a gentleman that I truly love. I got to know him in the 80s and 90s because Rounder Records came out with a bunch of recordings, live recordings from James Booker. James Booker was a great New Orleans pianist. And just amazing, amazing man. Blind in one eye. He was a hophead. And he was also gay. And yet he became one of the standards of New Orleans piano. And this, my friends, you are going to absolutely be amazed. This is a man who was influenced by classical composers, particularly Jean-Louis Gottschalk, who was from New Orleans. And listen to the intricacies of his piano playing. It's just amazing. This is a live from this is a live version of a song called True by James Booker. Thank you. I'm telling you, I give my left nut to play like that and sing like that. Just an amazing, amazing performer. So definitely check out James Booker. Man was just unbelievable. And now we move on to someone that he influenced that is pretty well known. He just passed away about a year and a half ago. And that would be Dr. John. I had the pleasure of meeting him very briefly backstage. It's a long story, but great man, great musician. And what we're going to focus on now are a couple of songs that are indigenous to New Orleans culture. Dr. John did an album called Gree-Gree, A Walk on Gilded Splinters, and various things. And this is a particular song called Iko Iko, which was also done by the Dixie Cups and numerous people. But I've always loved his version, which is off his album Gumbo from 1973. This is Dr. John and Iko Iko. We'll be right back. And that, of course, is the incredible Dr. John. And definitely check him out. No question. Now we're going to move on to a singer called Chris Kenner. Chris Kenner did the first versions of Land of a Thousand Dances and various other songs. I Know What I Like is another one. Louisiana singer from right outside New Orleans. And he does a wonderful version of an song called Shura, which we're going to listen to now. This is Chris Kenner and Shura. Chris Kenner was Shura. Now we're going to move on to one of the great piano players and also musicians. And this, of course, would be Huey Piano Smith, best known for Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. But we're going to do a little tune called Little Liza Jane.
Downtown by everything.
Little Liza Jane,
you be my girl, you can wear my
And that's Huey Smith and the Clowns doing Little Liza Jane. We're going to move on to Ernie Cato. Ernie Cato, basically best known for Mother-in-Law on the Minute label. But this is one of his lesser-known songs, which I really like. And it also emphasizes a specific rhythm in New Orleans music. This is a song called Here Come the Girls. Ernie Cato. Basically, the basic beats are on 1 and 3, so it's the thump, 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 and the accent is on the 3rd beat. That is very, very prevalent in New Orleans music. If you listen to this show again or listen to the next songs that I'm going to be doing, you'll hear that a lot, particularly if it's a march beat, because you can imagine people marching down the street to that. Okay, and that's a very, very prevalent thing. We'll get into that on our last song, which I'll talk about when we finish up this particular set of music. But now we're going to move on to a number one song, I think in 1961. This is actually a live version of it that was on Ed Sullivan. And this is Lloyd Price and Personality.
Now, this band here out of New Orleans, Lloyd Price comes from New Orleans, so quite naturally, he'd come up with the top hit of the year, the one that's number one now, Personality. So Lloyd, kick it off.
Well, banana over, I tried to prove my love to you, over and over, what more can I
and personality. Not to be mistaken for Jackie Lee's personality, which is a favorite of mine, which I've played before. Different song. So now we're going to move on to Louis Prima. Now, DC and I did a show about a year ago, a little more than that, on Louis, and we talked about Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and somebody else that I will be mentioning at the end of the show, and we'll listen to a song from the other Louis, and I'm sure you kind of figure out who that might be, but let it be a surprise anyway. So Louis Prima was a singer, worked a lot with Keeley Smith. He had a lot of fun with this music. So he does a version of Pennies from Heaven, which isn't exactly the way that you might remember it, but it's a wonderful, wonderful version. And this is Louis Prima and Pennies from Heaven.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down. And trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the things you love, you must have a piece of holy baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. Here's the pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains. And don't you know it's confidence? Every time it rains, and don't you know it's confidence? You'll find your fortune falling all over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down as we live up. How about those days on the right? Gigala mahungli, zumaluta zumbulut. Oh, bottle boys, oh, hey, baba, ha, boy. Ooh, bottle, ha, boy. Ooh, woo. I knew I'd get you, I knew I'd get you. Let's go, let's go. Let's go. All over town, there's pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
That was Louis Prima. He also did the trumpet solo on that. Such a fun tune and a lot different than other versions of that. So see what New Orleans musicians brought. And in Louis Prima's case, it was a lot of fun and a lot of joy. So we're going to go from joy to actually heavy metal. And this is a group called Crowbar. I don't know much about them. But again, as I said previously when we did the Suicide Boys, this is a reaction to Hurricane Katrina. And it's a pretty brutal song. And it's not my style, but I think it is reminiscent of what's happening in New Orleans today. And this is Crowbar, Bleeding from Every Hole.
Drowning man in a darkened day, you can't understand.
And that's Crowbar, Bleeding from Every Hole. So let's move back to the 50s and 60s, shall we? And we're going to do a song called Come On. And that is by Earl King. Actually, Come On, Baby. But you know this by another title. And so many people have done it. Dr. John has done it. Many of the people that you've listened to have done this song under another title. And that would be Let the Good Times Roll. But this is Come On, Let the Good Times Roll.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. So come on, baby, and let the good time roll. Love is nice when it's understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. So come on, baby, and let the good time roll.
Times roll. So we're moving at the end of our show here, and we've got a couple more to do. And I thought what we would do now is some Champion Jack Dupree, who started in the late 40s, but was a great, great influence on numerous people, including who we just listened to, and also Huey Smith and Professor Longhair, and a couple other people that we've listened to today. But right now, we're going to do Champion Jack Dupree and Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack right down in New Orleans.
Jumping Jack by Champion Jack Dupree. Well, we're going to end up this set of music with two of the greatest New Orleans musicians. The first one would be Fats Domino. Antoine Dominique Domino Jr. was born in February 28th, died in October 2017. He sold more than 65 million records. And he was first signed to Imperial Direct Records, Dave Bartholomew. His first single, The Fat Man, was cited by some historians as the first rock and roll single and the first to sell more than 1 million copies. He continued to work with Dave Bartholomew throughout his career. The two of them were inseparable. And I'm going to tell you, man, he was shy and modest by nature, but made such an incredible contribution to rock and roll. And Elvis Presley even declared Domino a huge influence on him. So here we have Fats Domino with a song called Kansas City. I didn't know this song until the Wilford Harrison version in 1970. But as always, I would go back and try to see when it was first done. And it's done by Fats Domino. And this, my friends, is one of the great songs of all time, Kansas City. Domino doing Kansas City. Now, there's a number of people that we have not featured on this set list, including the Meters, the Neville Brothers, Al Hurt, and several others. And you should check them out also. But I like to keep these around 90 minutes, thereabouts. And I can't do a show about New Orleans without doing a song by Louis Armstrong. Now, Louis Armstrong, born in New Orleans, he was mentored by King Oliver, who we heard earlier doing the Sugarfoot Stomp. And he became such an icon in the 50s, but he went to Chicago. He was in the Creole Jazz Band. And by the 50s, as I said, he was an icon and just did three albums, I believe, with Ella Fitzgerald. And of course, you know, What a Wonderful World, with Ian Rose, Hello Dolly, Dream a Little Dream of Me, When You're Smiling. I mean, so many songs. But the song that is so connected to this is a song that you would hear on the streets of New Orleans when there was a funeral. It is one of the great songs, and it's so Mardi Gras that it's unbelievable. And of course, you know, I'm talking about When the Saints Come Marching In. And for the end of this program, I can't think of a more appropriate song and a more appropriate artist to end our show. So at this point, I just want to say to everyone, after this song, we're just going to sign off. I'm going to say good night, good afternoon, whatever time you listen to this. And it's a wonderful song, and it is New Orleans. So tonight, party like you haven't partied before. Get some beads, do whatever you want, because starting tomorrow, not only is it Ash Wednesday, it's Valentine's Day. So, you know, however you want to party and enjoy your time, but also during Lent, give a thought about preparation and what you can do for other people and what you can give up. But right now it's time for pancakes. It's time for food, time for music. And we here at the Payant Abode will be celebrating tonight with a king cake. Also, we're going to be doing shrimp etouffee. We're going to do spinach madeleine. We're going to have some beignets and some Creole coffee with chicory. And so please, tonight, enjoy and think of New Orleans and think of this great, great song in the great Louis Armstrong, When the Saints Go Marching In.
I'm a man, Danny Barcelona, Hawaiian lads wailing. Are you ready, Daniel?
I'm ready, boy.
Take it away, Daddy.
Happy Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras, people. This is Carl signing off. Good afternoon, good night, good Mardi Gras.